Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th, live on RadioFubar.com.
Roar, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger? That's your voice saying the name of who you're supposed to be. That's your impression, really?
Roar, listen live October 27th. From 3 to 12 to 15 bands tear up the stage at Apollo's Inn, Clinton, Iowa.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoulfest 2.
Oh, be there. We're listening live. Do it.
Radio motherfucking Fubar.
Radio Fubar. Catch it.
October 27th.
October 27th.
Which is, I don't know, what day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
Is it?
I don't know.
3 to 12.
3 to 12.
Central time, I think. I don't know. Is it central time?
Yeah.
It's always in central time.
Right, because we're all centrally located.
Iowa's in central time. Of course it's going to be in central time.
You're right.
You can't outrun the Krueger.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the WFOD internet radio program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFubar.com.
Roar, I'm Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Woo, I come back from the grave.
To sing you a song.
It's Halloween theme, so that makes sense. Because he's a ghost. A big gay ghost.
Roar. Listen live, October 27th. From 3 to 12.
I'll tickle you with my mustache.
15 different bands. Listen to 15 bands tear up the stage. Yeah. At Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
You don't need to do that. This one's already ruined. This one's already fucked, I think. This is no kind of commercial, Napier. We need to be professional.
I'm a killer queen because I got AIDS.
You motherfucker, you're going to kill me. Oh. What were we doing again?
Freddie Mercury! I'm Freddie Mercury! I'm gonna sing you a song with my pee hole that's got AIDS in it!
Well, you're a poor man.
Then you got AIDS from a truck stop bathroom in Clinton, Iowa. Listening to some bullshit at a concert.
Oh. All right, let me try that one again.
I think we should save that one and send it to him.
You think we should send him that?
Yeah, let's see if he can do it.
There's our promo, baby.
He's a producer. He can edit that down.
That's a wrap. Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th live on RadioFubar.com. I think your microphone is off.
Oh, goddamn.
Hi, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th live on RadioFubar.com.
I'm Freddie Mercury.
You're Freddie Mercury again? I thought you were going to be somebody different.
No, we can do Freddie Mercury.
He is pretty scary.
Yeah, he is.
Like if Freddie Mercury knocked on the door, I'd be like, oh, shit.
I didn't bring condoms. I met my lover in a bathroom. He was driving this 18-wheeler named Sheila. He was hauling soap across state lines.
He wasn't clean.
He wasn't clean. He gave me this pus-covered rash on my penis. It turns out it was covered in AIDS.
All right, do the rest.
Roar! Listen live October 27th. From 3 to 12 to 15 bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
And if you...
If you could muster the gumption to come down to Clinton, Iowa and get your dick sucked by a bathroom tranny at a truck stop named Cleavers. Where all the dicks are shaven and all the pussies are wet. Get your dick wet at Cleavers. Right across from Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. But don't worry, you won't catch crabs because all the boys are shaved. We butt fuck like champions here. I'm swinging Thor's hammer between my legs, and I'm going to give you the piss lightning because I have gonorrhea.
Oh, so this event is a it's Ghoulfest.
It's Ghoulfest in Clinton, Iowa.
In Clinton, Iowa.
If you go to Apollo's, go to Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. There's only one.
15 bands, $5.
15 bands, $5, but you'll only need the edge when you're snorting cocaine off a stripper's breast.
They're never going to ask us to do promos for them again.
They don't know what they're getting into. This shit's unairable. In everywhere but Canada.
I don't think I could do this with you anymore. I think I'm dying.
We've got 5 hours left to kill.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFubar.com.
Rawr, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger?
Yes, that's what we're going with. Rawr! Listen live October 27th from 3 to 12 to 15 different bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. It's going to be a good time, everybody.
Rawr!
Rawr!
Freddy Krueger.
I'm Freddy Krueger. I'm going to get inside your dreams and I'm going to butt-fuck your nightmares. You're going to hear this song until you're dancing in your grave.
What song?
The song from Freddie Mercury. I'm a killer queen.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoulfest 2, Clinton, Iowa. Motherfucking Apollo's, $5.
It's $5. You can come on by. What are you going to spend that $5 on?
That $5 will get you a seat.
That $5 will get you an experience. You'll tell your kids about it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, hey, kids, want to see where Daddy got this scar on his eyebrow? I was punching up a meth head, and he was trying to beat me up, and I called the cops, and the cops were like, I ain't going to Apollo's. That's fucked up. There's 15 bands there, and they're tearing up the stage. We can't go there. We're going to bring the riot cops. Let's get the shields. And I got hit in the face with a billy whip.
A billy whip?
Billy whip.
What is a billy whip different than a whip?
It was from a dude named Billy. He whipped me with his penis. It was sexy.
Are you Freddy Krueger still, or are you Freddy Mercury?
I'm still Freddy Krueger.
Is it just kind of combining into one now?
Well, you see, when Freddy Mercury died, he became Freddy Krueger.
I didn't hear that part of the story.
They don't tell you that part. What's scarier than a gay man with AIDS coming into your dreams to fuck you? Not too much.
Unless he's wearing like a razor glove.
Well, razor gloves are fine. Razor penises are different.
Ghoul Fest.
Ghoul Fest. 98.
No, 2.
298.
So I've done this now 5 times?
6 times.
God, and you know what? I'm spot on, man. I'm nailing it every time. And you're just fucking up everything. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Hi, this is Mike. I jinxed myself.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoul Fest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFubar.com.
Roar, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger? That's like the worst... That's your impression of Freddy?
That's what we're going with.
All right.
Roar, listen live October 27th from 3 to 12 to 15 bands. Tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
And if you live in Iowa... You owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoul Fest 2.
Ghoul Fest 2, be there if you're in Clinton, Iowa, or listen to it live. Whichever you got to do. Bring $5.
RadioFubar.com.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol. With three fat guys, we say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program starts now on RadioFubar.com. Time to get nasty.
Okay, so it's just like a mad scramble here. Where did everybody go? Everybody's outside. I don't know if the Skype's going to work. This is a disaster. A goddamn disaster.
Isn't that yet how it usually goes?
A goddamn disaster?
Yeah.
But usually, like, it's a goddamn disaster at about the 15-minute mark. This one was a goddamn disaster, like, before it even started.
See, I feel like 15, 20 minutes in, that's when we really start to, you know, hit our stride.
Well, no, see, what happens is, I think typically we know whether or not the show's going to suck after about a half hour. I mean, like, I can just tell. I mean, like, yeah, no, this isn't going anywhere. I mean, like, sometimes we build momentum, and we're like, okay, this is going somewhere. This is going to be great. But, like, most of the time, I'm like, no, this isn't going anywhere.
You know, maybe you're bringing the audience down. You're saying, hey, look, you should probably turn this off now. It's not going to be worth your time, especially not the first half hour or so. If anything, fast forward on your little iPod roughly to the 30-minute mark. And then, you know, listen to a minute or two, decide if it's a good one or not.
Is that what I do?
That's what you just said.
You know, but essentially. Like, I feel weird, like telling people that, like, I really think that our show is funny. Like, I feel like, because then someone will say, no, it's not, and then I'll be bummed out. But, like, if I go ahead and say, dude, I think our show sucks, then, like, it's like telling everybody about my little bitty dick. I do, in fact, have a little bitty dick. I do. It's not very big. It's kind of small. But, like, if I walked around talking about my big old dick all the time, then, like, when somebody one day saw my dick, you know, fingers crossed, one day,
it'll happen.
You know, they'll say, no, it ain't that big. You're a liar. See, I'd rather, like, downplay my tiny dick, and, you know, talk about how tiny my dick is so that one day, like, when I whip it out, they're like, no, actually, that's a pretty decent size for, you know, a white fella, your weight.
Do you think the weight is factored in? I think it's more of a height thing.
Well, Napier has convinced me. He talks all the time about how, like, as your belly grows, your dick shrinks. And so
I figured
that my dick has probably gotten smaller.
Yeah. If anything, yeah.
Yeah, Napier's lady on the chat, at least you're not the, oh, I'm just kidding, just a joke guy. All right. I just want to say that the fella that I was ripping on the podcast last week, he listens to our show.
Oh, no.
He listens to every episode.
So the few fans we have, we're working very hard to alienate
them. He really likes the show. He actually, like, shouted out to us on his podcast about how, like, he really likes it.
But it was just joking.
And then he listened to me tear him to pieces. And, like, he sent me a real nice Twitter message. He was like, you know, hey, dude, you know, I know you were talking about me, and like, I realize that's stupid and I won't do it anymore. And, like, he was, like, real cool about it. Like, he said, you know, no hard feelings and all that. And I was like, oh, God, he's really super nice. He took the high road. Motherfucker. So,
well,
like,
I mean, that's good. It was in reality constructive.
But I hate when people take the high road, because then it makes me feel that much shittier. Like, if he would, like, sent me a message like, fuck you, why are you talking shit about me? I said I liked your show, you fucking asshole. Then I'd be like, well, fuck you. So, but, no, he was really super nice. And so I actually listened to two more episodes of the show.
You owed him that.
Out of guilt, I listened to two other. And you know what? They actually were a lot better. They were. And so his show's actually, it's funny.
So you watched one episode and then decided?
Well, no. I don't think anybody's as funny as us. But here's the thing. I get us, so I think we're funny. It's all subjective. It is. I don't think anybody else would think we're funny, but I think we're fucking hilarious. That makes sense, right?
I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense because of
it's
all
like
of
every
our followers.
Like every goddamn American thinks that they're special and that their like shit is awesome.
Oh, Mr. Producer said, guess the Skype isn't working. Fuck, we have a missed Skype call. Fuck, I wasn't even looking at it.
Holy God.
Oh, I'm not good at this whole thing. Maybe you should run the Skype.
Sure.
That and, like, you know, if somebody calls, like, you'd have to talk to them anyway. I can't talk to, like, people.
Yeah, we already established that you can't actually talk to people. You can only talk to a massive audience of cult-like followers through your podcast.
No, but it's like an indirect thing. I mean, like, I'm really talking at people. I'm not, like, talking to them.
And you also personally insult them every time they make themselves known.
Yeah. They're like, hey, I really like your show. Well, fuck you!
Well, fuck you and
your show sucks! No, actually, I'm not just saying that. His show was way better the second time I listened. So maybe that's what I should tell people. If you listen to our show and it sucks the first time, try a different one. Because maybe it'll be better.
You can't watch one show.
We have Mr. Producer calling in on the Skype.
This isn't going to work.
Just hit the green button.
All right. Did you hit the green button?
No, let's answer it. Mr. Producer, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
Hey!
You're on with Pauly Deuce Knuckles.
Hey, your first call ever.
Yeah,
it is.
It
doesn't work. Is it our first call ever?
Yes.
I think we
We
a
got
World
one.
Of Warcraft caller. Yeah.
Well, the first call in. I think that we've had calls out. That doesn't count, does it?
No.
My little buddy from the WoW called in from Canada.
Oh, yeah. He left a message.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to get the phones working, too. We do have a phone number.
So what's on your mind today, Mr. Producer?
Oh, turn him up.
Check and make sure your shit works.
Can you tell if it's working?
Yeah.
Well, it appears to be working.
Well, yeah, but it, we can hear him. I mean, that's
can
that's
the audience hear?
Turn him
on, and yes, they could hear you there too.
Wow, we have the ability to take calls, of sorts.
Well, let me forward the thing, and you'll actually be able to take phone calls.
Yes.
Yes.
This is an amazing synergy of technology and just amazingness right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel
it. The number, or do you got a pen?
No.
Well, we're recording, so
we could probably deal with this type of thing off the air. So, we appreciate the call-in and the technical expertise. You can catch Mr. Producer
Saturday nights?
Saturday nights.
We're on his station. If anybody's listening to this, then his name's all over everything.
You know, I'm just trying to give him a fucking plug, dude. That's what happens. People call in. They say whatever you want them to say. They answer your questions. And then you say, hey.
And then you do something for them.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Have you not, like, ever...
Well, I listen to it every week, so I should know. It's Saturday night at 9?
Although they said to turn me up.
So how do we do that? There we go.
He sounds louder now. Unless I just...
So why don't we have you plug your own show now, Mr. Producer? What night can we catch you? Mike thinks it's Saturday night.
He's right.
At what time?
9 p.m. Central.
9 p.m. Central.
Well, all of our listeners will get that plug and
flock to the show.
Flock to the show.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. You have a go, Mr. Producer.
All right, have fun, guys.
Magic. Pure radio.
We also have Mitch in the chat room, even though I don't really think Mitch exists. I don't think Mitch is a real person. I think he's a fictional character.
But is he like an imposter of a fictional character?
I don't know what... Oh, see...
That's like taking it to another level. He like inceptioned the fictional character.
Well, because I always thought Mitch was a fictional character. But then Mitch started showing up on the Twitters... Actually, he was on the Twitters, but like I didn't know about him. I think he's fictional. I don't think he really exists.
So, I see a Mitch Monday hashtag.
Yes.
Do you know what this actually entails?
I think he tweets a lot on Mondays. I think that's what it means.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the extent of it, really.
Okay. I told you I imagined like heavily mustachioed men... who have aggressively pursued their abs.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm sorry.
We got a soundboard now.
Oh, God. That kind of hurt. Yeah, like a little. We're competing tonight against the new J.J. Abrams show.
Revolution?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so what I was thinking was, like, we would, like, reenact that show, and I'll run around the house real quick and turn off all the lights, and then we'll be like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Okay.
I watched the little, like, there was, like, a free one-hour pilot. I don't know if it's, like, the same show that's on tonight.
Oh,
he's doing it.
I can't see you! It's dark! Let's make a fire!
I'm scared.
I haven't seen the show, so I have no idea what you're doing.
Well, basically, the premise of the show is that everything electrical stops working, and it won't start working again. And they don't really, like, tell you why, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And in typical J.J. Abrams fashion, they probably never will tell you why.
No, and in fact, like, they go from, like, the first scene is, boom, everything goes out, and then they just, like, kind of fade to... 15 years later, and like everything's like overgrown, and there's like roving bands of bandits and militias and things.
So in 15 years, they couldn't put together a power factory?
Right. There's something stopping things from working, except that like the main plot point seems to be that they're like carrying this little thumb drive that has something on it. But like, if nothing works, wouldn't that thumb drive be fucked as well? And like, yeah.
Well, the thumb drive doesn't have power. just needs power to work.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, that's the way a lot of things are. Like
so,
a cell phone, you know, just needs power to work. If you can, like, put magnets together, you can get a, you know.
Fucking magnets?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How do they work?
Electromagnetic forces, bro.
Yeah.
The molecules are aligned in one polarity.
So how exactly does everything's electrical stop? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not like every wind turbine, coal-powered plant, nuclear reactor.
But they actually said the laws of physics stopped working.
Oh!
So that everybody's floating around and shit?
No, like only the ones that have to do with like electricity and shit.
Oh, so they couldn't figure it out, so they needed plot device.
Right. But I mean, presumably, actually at the end of the first one, there was like a lady on a computer, like, talking about like, yeah, we're going to get this shit. So like, presumably, you find out more about that. But, you know, I don't really know.
So, but then everybody goes all wacko and starts using crossbows and shit, I guess?
Right, exactly. But guns and shit work, too.
Well, that's good.
Because they don't involve electricity, I guess.
Not all of them, no.
So it's like a zombie apocalypse without the fun of having zombies.
Right.
Kind of.
But, you know, in a real zombie apocalypse, I would think that other people are your biggest worry.
In a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. Because, like, the zombies, you know, like, if they're, like, stereotypical dumb movies zombies, you know, like, you could handle them pretty easily. It's the roving band of people trying to take your shit and rape your women. Those are what you got to watch out for.
You know what pisses me off? Every goddamn TV show that thinks that once the power goes out, everybody's going to start eating each other.
They are.
They're not.
Everybody's going to go ape shit. Everybody goes ape shit if, like, I mean, look at fucking Katrina, man. Everybody went crazy and just took everything they could and flipped out and shot at
people.
Each other if somebody was trying to get food out of their shop. I mean, like, shops don't matter anymore, bro.
Yeah, but that was during a natural disaster where
what's the difference between a natural disaster and the power going out forever?
Other than you don't have electricity. Not too damn much.
Except, right. Like, without electricity, our whole society will break down. Like, the people who need the food live so far from the food that without electricity to get it to them and whatnot, all chaos will
break out. And I'll tell you what.
We'll be cool. There's, like, miles and miles of cornfields around us. But, like, if you live in Detroit, everyone there is going to die.
If you've ever been around me when my cell phone dies and I don't have access to Wikipedia and Google and Twitter and whatnot, I get pretty intense, man. So just imagine like a million me's without our cell phones to distract us while we're pooping. Can you imagine just sitting there and taking a poop without like something like a screen to look at while you're doing it?
And you know
I actually don't do that while I poop.
You don't like play games and words with friends and stuff while you poop?
No.
What
normally,
kind of fucking caveman are you, man? Get with the times.
Normally when I'm shitting, that's enough activity.
Do you have a newspaper in there? What are you fucking sitting there with the big bathroom book?
No. I just shit. And then I go
you
about my business.
You just shit?
Just
like
shit.
You just sit there and concentrate on your shit and then like leave when you're done?
Yeah.
Shit doesn't take that long. You just shit, you wipe it up. You get gone. You don't need to sit there and read.
I usually sit in there for a good 20, 25 minutes. It's me time, you know, with my...
I only do that if I'm getting paid. Like, when I shit at work, I'll take a good 20 minutes.
Yeah. No, I think I spend a good 70% of my life on the toilet. Like, I'll shit, and like I'll read a couple chapters of something on my...
It takes you a couple of chapters in a book to shit?
Well, like, I get distracted with what I'm doing on the toilet.
So you have to concentrate to shit.
Well, I think I have to think about something else, like, to really get the true shit. Like, because I get bored shitting if I'm just, like, shitting. And then, like, you know, I'm trying to push too hard and you know, like, I'm trying to get done so I can get out of there. I mean, like, you know, when my phone's dead or something. It's really weird. So, like, once, you know, I lose my phone battery. I guess if electricity went out, then my phone wouldn't work anyway, would it?
Right. No, it would not.
I mean, like, you know, I couldn't call people, and I couldn't, like, tweet.
Right, and see, what's going to happen is there's going to be people like you, Napier, who yeah. can hunt and fish, like, you know,
I
Mr.
can't
Producer
hunt.
Said.
I can't fish.
Oh, we've got the necessary skills to do so, right?
No, I've got guns. I don't know how to hunt.
So then you'll just kill people who do know how to hunt and take their
Why guns. Would I kill them? They're the hunters. So you're the only one that's going to get me food.
No, they're not. They're going to get them themselves food.
They're going to get themselves food.
I can trade them ammunition and supplies. They bring back the food. They get ammunition to get more food.
I don't think that's going to work.
How are they going to get the food?
I'm going to rely on Napier for really anything. Like, you know, I've latched on to him, you know. And so, like, if anything goes down, I'm expecting Napier to take me with him.
It sounds like you guys need a leader. And I'm just telling you now, I'm going to be that leader. I've got a plan.
You do?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a society set up. And unless you're, like, part of the founding fathers, you come in and you have to obey all the rules. And if you break the first rule, we knock out all of your teeth. And if you break... you know, a rule a second time.
Yeah, but I can break rules, right, because I'm a founding father?
Well, you've got to follow the rules, but we don't have to break your teeth in.
But what happens if I do break the rules?
We might have to break your teeth in.
At least a couple.
And then at the second time, we're gonna castrate you and chop off your balls.
Could I leave the society before you chop off my balls? Like, is exile an option?
Yeah, you know, we could
so, like, I could hang out and, like, use your resources for a while.
Until you broke your... Yeah, that's the key. Like, you live in harmony and nothing happens. You keep your teeth, you keep your sack.
Yeah.
You know.
But then, like, when it comes down to it and you decide, you know, it's time to start going after Mike for these infractions, like, do I have the option of just leaving? Or are you going to, like, take me somewhere... by force and chop off my balls? Is it going to be like, Mike, you can either leave our civilized society or get your balls chopped off?
I think that's a good option. I hadn't thought of that before, but the teeth, that's for sure. That's 100%. You got to lose your teeth. And then after the teeth, you can get the choice of leaving or just getting your balls chopped
off. What's with all the breaking off teeth? I mean, like, why is that a thing?
Because how hard would it be to survive in a post-apocalyptic world with no teeth? Then you would be forced to, like, bend to the will of the society and follow the rules, because otherwise you're out
and about. I'm pretty sure you would die of an infection long before.
Okay, like, what's rule number one?
You know, like, you can't steal food.
From who? Anybody?
From, like, the common store.
Or can you not steal food from people that are higher up on the food chain?
No, you can't steal food. There's a common store of food, and everyone gets their allotted share.
If I'm, like, third in command, I can steal food from
the common people, right? No, because if you're third in command,
people,
you get
right?
a higher ration. You'd get more food anyway.
Yeah, well, does your current size play into how much food you get, too?
Well, no, everyone, you got to imagine everyone would be quite a bit more slim and trim in this post-apocalyptic world.
Okay.
Especially 15 years later. Yeah, 15 years later,
I mean, you're focusing on the bad side of this. Like, you got to realize that you'll be living in, like, a world where you don't have to worry about the heathens getting you, and you can just do your job, whether that be, like, carrying water or, like, plowing fields or plowing, you know, the ladies that we need to impregnate.
Napes.
Yep.
I don't like Paul's rules already.
Yep.
I think that what we need to do is we have a couple of friends that are Eagle Scouts. I think we just need to, like, hook up with them, and I'll take some kind of role. There's something that I could probably do. I don't know what it is. I can't really do much of anything.
So you'd just be assigned a task.
Yeah, they'll give me a task. We need to join their group. We need to leave Paul. I don't know what Paul's going to bring to us.
We're militant.
He's got too many rules. I don't like it. Napes, you're with me, right? I mean, we're buddies.
I mean, you're focusing on the bad aspect of the rules. The rules are there so that the society can exist with these harsh conditions.
Exactly.
Napier's with me, man.
You're with Paul?
He gets to be part of the preferred breeding stock. He's in the founding fathers.
the preferred breeding stock?
Well, right, because obviously he's going to have a hand in creating and maintaining the rules, and therefore he would still...
Oh, so it's going to be like Sheriff Napier?
Well, I mean, whoever is
You're
going
to send Napier out to collect your taxes?
No, he'll just be a part of the Founding Fathers. You're part of the rulemaking body, you know.
Do you have a gavel?
I will not. I will not be part of this. I'll be just like... I mean, I'll be part of it, but I won't be, like, above it. You know, I'll be one of the Founding Fathers, but not the, like, the Supreme Commander.
See, but this is what sucks. Like, I don't have any skills, and I don't bring anything to the table, so I have to fall in line with somebody.
So you need to be part of the Founding Fathers. That way no one ever questions why you're there. You're just, oh, Mike's there because he's there.
You know, like, for some reason, I'm...
It's for the greater good, Mike.
My bank account is like somehow like a joint account off of my parents' account. And so, you know, when there's news about my bank account, they also get an email about it. And I just imagine like when they get that overdraft email in the mail, like the face that my dad has when he opens that email should be like a condom PSA. It should just be like, in 30 years, you'll have this face. Imagine the disappointment. Your son will probably be a complete fuck-up one day, and he won't know how to put doors on hinges. And then they'll go to, like, me trying to... Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, the whole... thing. We're going about condom PSAs. Is there even condom PSAs? I know there's probably PSAs about like not having an abortion.
Not really, no.
That was an interesting...
It was, because I was just thinking about my lack of any kind of...
I was trying to figure out how you would turn your father's disappointment of you, how you're going to connect that to the zombie apocalypse. Because I guess it's because you don't have, like, a task.
Because
or a
I don't
job.
I don't have, like, anything that I can do, really. Yeah.
Maybe it's because
you're still on
a joint bank account with him.
I'll just follow everybody around and, like, make smart-ass comments until somebody just, like...
So that's a recipe for losing your teeth, man.
Yeah.
Do you think that it would make more sense to wash your hands before you pee? Because really, your hands are probably way filthier than your dick. You wash your dick in the morning, like when you take a shower, and then you put your dick in your pants. And so it doesn't really accumulate any kind of dirt
or anything.
But
then it, like, festers in sweat.
Yeah.
But then, like, you whip it out with your dirty-ass hands, and then you got your dirty-ass hands all over your dick. So wouldn't it make more sense to, like, wash your hands... then whip out your dick and pee, then leave?
Well, you're touching your nasty dick sweat, so...
But is nasty dick sweat any nastier than anything else?
Yeah. It's from
your
dick.
I don't think that dick sweat necessarily is, like, bad sweat.
Your
it's
own
just,
dick sweat?
I mean, like...
See, if you're talking about another person's dick sweat...
I mean, like, another person's... I think that back sweat is way grosser than dick sweat.
Oh, really? No.
There's something wrong with you then.
I mean, like, your back is all, like, sweaty and gross. I mean, like, there might be a little dick sweat going. How much sweat does your dick really accumulate?
I mean, the dick itself, not as much, but, like, the balls get pretty sweaty, man.
But I don't... Yeah. You know what? To be all honest with you, I don't really touch either when I pee. I just, like, whip it out the top and, like, set it on top of the pants and let it rest there like a...
My pants don't allow me to do that. How do you do that?
Well, like, you know, I wear
he
the
wears
boxer
all
shorts.
All elastic
and,
all the
and,
time.
And, like, I pull the top of the boxer shorts down underneath my balls, and it rests in, like, perfect pee position.
So you don't, like, unbutton your pants?
No. Well, I mean, like, not most of the time. Most of the time, I just whip it out the top. And so, like, I don't really even touch my dick. But, like, I should wash my hands more regularly. But I'm thinking that it would probably make more sense to wash my hands before I pee. Not before I shit.
So
I think
wait a minute.
When you shit, just, you know, for the sake of, you know, there was shit around your hand, you should probably wash them just to be safe.
I think you should wash your hands after you use the bathroom.
I got a question. Don't your boxers have a little hole in it where you put your dick out?
Are you implying, like, you unzip your pants, then fish your dick out of the boxer hole?
Yeah.
But, like, do you not unbutton them?
Unbutton what?
You don't flop it out the top?
No. I pull my dick out of the hole.
Mr. Producer says the resting on the underwear thing only works if you only have a 1-inch dick. Well, like, I don't have a very big dick. I think it's bigger than 1 inch, but, like, I have really big balls. So, like, I have, like, a really nice base to, like, set it on.
I think it's very hard to get an accurate gauge of how big your dick is.
You mean, have you ever hit your penis with your elastic band?
You mean, like, snap it?
Yeah.
No.
Like, how do you keep that?
How would you snap it? Like, you would have to do that on purpose.
You're pulling it back, and then.
And then I fold it underneath my balls.
Why don't you just pull your penis out of the hole?
Actually, if you think about it, if you have a really big dick, then it would kind of, like, you know, curve over the balls, like a gonzo nose. And so then it would be in a good position. So you know, it could go either way. I think if you have a medium-sized dick, then you're getting into, like, a point where you're, like,
peeing on the part
of the seat that's up.
Why wouldn't you just take your dick out of the hole? There's a hole right there for your penis to go through.
You know, I hate the hole. I hate the hole. And, like, I feel like the hole has no real purpose to be there.
It's to pull your dick out of.
I especially hate the boxer shorts that don't have the cock button, because then my dick is flying out of that cock button all day, and then it's, like, you know, out. So, but the hole, really, if you start fishing your dick out of the hole, then it's almost like kind of learned behavior to where your dick thinks, oh, I should be going out of this hole.
Yeah. Because it should. Oh, by the way, Mr. Producer, I've sat on my balls many times.
Yeah, I sit on my balls all the time. That sucks. Like, yeah. When you sit down real fast, and it fucking hurts, too.
Yeah, it does.
You ever sit down real fast and, like, you hear the sound of your balls hitting the chair?
I've done that, yeah.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not an old thing, necessarily. I think it's just I have an excessive amount of sack. I don't necessarily have huge balls. I just have a lot of sack.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Thorough sack examination.
Yeah, it's all fluff.
Right.
Is it like a fluid-filled sack, or just like...
No, just a lot of sack.
Folds of skin.
Yeah, a lot of folds of skin.
Mm. Unless, like, it's warm out, and then they're all, you know, out there. Like the blob monster from the movie The Blob. Dangling.
Like a crumpled-up pair of pants on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
With a couple of balls in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Balls.
Do you think that we should come up with a secret nickname for Muhammad that only Americans know, so that we can talk about Muhammad and show pictures of Muhammad without them finding out about it? Like, do you think we should just call Muhammad Jerry and just be like, here's a picture of Jerry. Ha ha ha.
I think most of those people are crying goddamn children. And I don't know why we don't shoot them when they come into our embassy. Kind of seems like a good idea.
But if we just had a code word for them. You know, I mean, like, you know how we used to call the blacks chocolate billies?
Or CBs? I never called them that.
CBs?
I never called them that either.
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
You're like, hey man, there's a CB?
No, I've...
Chocolate Billy?
I never said that.
See, like, but they didn't know what it meant.
Nobody knows what that means.
But, like, if we adopted a code word for Muhammad that no one ever knew.
But what the other people you're talking to don't know what you're talking about.
But we would just send out, like,
a white person memo?
Like an email to every address in the United States. And be like, just from now on, if you're talking about Muhammad, just call him Jerry. Do you think we can make this big?
No.
With our far internet reach?
No.
To just call Muhammad Jerry?
No.
You don't think we can do it?
No.
Do you think I can get other internet radio shows on board just to pass the word along? Hey, man, call him Jerry.
Is Muhammad that the, like, popular a topic of conversation?
Well, when they start storming our embassies and killing people.
Do you remember when you put the picture of Muhammad on your blog and you got all the weird messages?
Yeah, actually, when you mentioned Muhammad, I thought of that. Like
Muhammad?
My blog, which is LincolnFreedTheSlaves.blogspot.com.
Wait, give it again. Give it again. I don't think that was clear.
LincolnFreedTheSlaves.blogspot.com.
That's Paul's blog. When was the last time you updated that?
At least 6 months ago.
Okay.
But the most popular article, hits-wise, was, you know, furries and man babies.
Right.
But the article with by far the most comments was my MS Paint drawing of Muhammad. And it had, you know, 30 or so comments, not a single one in English. Like, I couldn't read a single word that any of these people were saying. And I thought it may have been, like, bots or something. But, like, why wouldn't all my other articles also have a ton of comments?
Maybe they were complimenting you.
I mean, maybe I thought it was rather a nice picture. Accurate.
Well, was it a good picture?
I thought so.
So they were like, wow, you're good.
It was a stick figure.
I'm impressed with your turban. Your MS Paint skills.
You know, I spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I see, and the thing is, I could never be I mean, like, even if, like, you know, the Muslims came to my door and, like, really, really convinced me of all that, like, I think I'm too lazy to, like, do anything about people drawing pictures of Muhammad. I think that, you know, I would see somebody doing it and I'd be like, that's not Muhammad. That's not even a good depiction. That guy's a joker. I mean, you know, they'd have to be like a really, really good depiction of Muhammad. Otherwise, I'd just be like, man, that's just an Arab. That's not even a good one.
I couldn't be.
You know, I'd talk myself out of it. I wouldn't. Because I don't want to get off the couch.
Right, I'm too lazy to not eat pork. You know, like...
Oh, is that a thing, too?
Yeah, like, and pork is, like, probably the best meat ever.
I mean, you gotta really have dedication, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta go to, like, special places to not eat pork. Like, you know, you can't go to Chili's and not eat pork.
That's hard.
Everything's got pork, you know. The salad's got pork.
The rice has pork. So does the chili.
It makes it taste good.
Mm-hmm.
Because pork is delicious.
What else is there? You got to live in a really shitty place too. I mean, they don't have.
No, you can. There's a mosque right over on Limburg and 270, like right over on Bell Road.
Could I still have like Taco Bell and stuff?
No, there's probably pork in that. I'm guessing.
I doubt there's much beef. I think it's old napkins that they use.
Jell-O is made out of pork bones? That can't be true, is it?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Can't eat Jell-O, dog.
Can't eat pork. Jell-O?
Or sausage.
Oh, or...
Would Jell-O consist of the Jell-O
gelatin.
Cheesecakes? Like the cheesecakes? That...
And the jigglers.
I really like
cheesecake. Also, you can't have Altoids. Altoids, a lot of those, like...
How is... They're not big on porn, either, are they?
Depends on who you ask.
I mean, like, you know, they have the burkas and stuff, right? Or is that something different?
I think they like porn.
Yeah, they still like porn.
They like degrading women in any kind of way.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's a thing. We can get on board of that.
Sure. I mean, it's a start.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do people feel it's appropriate to just start posting Jesus all the time on Facebook?
Posting Jesus, like his quotes and stuff?
Yeah, like...
Doesn't it seem like Jesus keeps coming up with new quotes? He's like Tupac, man.
Yeah, I know.
The guy keeps coming out with new stuff.
And I think it's annoying. And I'd like to invite everybody who's my friend on Facebook to just...
Do you
like
check Facebook?
Yeah, once in a while.
Every now and then?
Like, once in a
month.
Go
on there for fat pictures.
Yeah.
Fat.
And
fat,
I did
fat.
I did notice Justin's little it's not about hate and gays, it's about chicken.
Are you talking
about the First Amendment?
No, it's the First Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Chick-fil-A thing. Man, that.
Why doesn't the dude just come out and just say he doesn't like gay people? He can just come out and say
he
it.
He did.
He did?
Yeah, that's
he said
what
he doesn't like
the
gays. That's what the whole thing was about.
No, no, no. He didn't. Justin didn't.
Oh, you're talking
about... Yeah, he was just talking about, oh, it's about the First Amendment.
The thing that... I don't remember who it was that posted it. I mean, it's all over the internet. Somebody originally posted it, but everybody and their mothers reposted it. The thing with no one killed because of this picture. It was like... I think it was Moses and Jesus getting like a hand job from... What's the elephant god?
Krishna.
Krishna. And, like, Krishna's nose was jacking off somebody else. And then, like, his other hand was up Buddha's ass. So it was like a big, like, religious figure, fuck fest. And Ganesha?
Ganesh?
Ganesh?
Baba Ganoush?
Baba Ganoush?
Could be.
Okay, but yeah, and it said, you know, no one was killed because of this image, you know, because, you know, everybody else would just look at it and say, you know, that's offensive. You know, that I don't like that. That's bullshit. And then move on. And so I posted that, and my sister's kind of religious. She called me and said, you know, fuck you for posting that.
Did she kill you?
Yeah. No, she didn't. Well, she just told me that I offended her. And I said, look, this whole you paying attention to what I post on the internet thing, it's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah.
I said, you probably shouldn't pay attention to me at all because it's not good.
So
my mom called me today also and asked me, You know, I keep seeing stuff about your podcast, and people talk about your podcast at hockey. You know, should I be listening to this and, you know, supporting my son? And I said, no, under no circumstances should you ever feel like I need to support my son on this. You need to stay as far away from this as possible.
Distance yourself if you can.
That's a good soundboard.
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
I was trying to hold it for like a good pause.
Yeah.
So that I didn't break my concentration.
Because it's funny.
It's not funny though, is it?
Right. That's what I'm kind of getting.
I mean,
at.
we're way more highbrow than farting into microphones. Man.
We're talking about Ganesha here.
This is serious
the
shit.
The Hindu god of like 8 hand jobs.
Well, I mean, you know.
So yeah, that's what I get on every once a month. Look through my buddy's posts, and then somebody who is kind of my friend but not really my friend.
Yeah, you kind of respond. You respond to a whole bunch of things in spurts.
Yeah,
you know, like once every 3 months, you'll get on the Facebook and.
But it's mostly to stir shit up. Like I posted something, and then Mark Lang posted something, and then. An hour later, deleted it. I know what he said because I got the email that said what he said. When I checked my post, it was gone.
What did he say? What did you say?
Oh, I said more along the lines of, "You're full of everybody's posting that First Amendment stuff is full of shit. If you just hate gays and a bigoted asshole, just say you're a fucking gay-hating asshole. Don't hide behind it." Like it's some kind of goddamn cloak of invisibility. And then Mark Lang says, I'm like, no, dude, it's about the First Amendment, and blah, blah, blah. And then he deleted it.
Oh, man.
So, Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, I heard this game is good, and you tell me it's good.
Yes, it's good. Because there's no subscription fee. It's fun. There's things to do. There's not little kids on the goddamn thing fucking up your goddamn happy time. Not little goddamn little bastards.
I heard there's no healers, though.
Not really. Not there are, sort of, but not really. And there's not really tanks. There's tanks, but not...
But not really.
Not really. Yeah. It's awesome. But also, new WoW's coming out, so I'll just play that instead because I'm fat and I'm lazy. And I can only give my time to one time vampire.
Yeah, I played WoW again the other day for the first time in like 4 years. And like the graphics are pretty dated, at least where I was. Like I just had been playing Diablo, which doesn't have like amazing graphics or anything, but it's a step up of a WoW for sure.
If you go into the major cities, they're revamped.
Yeah.
But the new Theramor event's coming out today where they destroy Theramor. It's going to be fun.
So are you going to do that tonight?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that tonight and get drunk.
Nice. This is the time of the show where we want everyone in the audience to put their hand down their pants. Yeah. So now that you got your hand in your pants, start.
I'm still trying to understand this whole Let's Coaching process.
Let's Coaching is simple. See that customer over there? Let's go over and connect with her.
I love Pier 1, and I'm back again. I'm furnishing my house so I can move in.
We'll do it in a style that's above reproach. Getting it right, working with a Let's Coach.
All your merchandise really makes me smile. There's perfect stuff on every aisle.
I would love to see a husband just beat the shit out of his wife while this is playing on the radio in the background. Just like beating the shit out of her. And all this stupid crap from Home Depot and Pier 1 Imports is in the background. And you just see him smack the fuck out of her. And the Home Depot logo comes up.
This is a training video that they play for new hires at Pier 1.
Tables or chairs. Might I suggest this a wrap up?
Yeah, I know. It's happening good stuff. You
know? I know the type of chair that you're looking for. How about the Arapahoe or maybe the Lemoore?
I like all the things that you have to buy.
Everything rhymes.
I'll give it a try.
We were paid $5,000 to play this.
No, we weren't.
No, yeah. We were.
That would have been awesome.
The one black guy is the one doing all that.
Yeah!
You see, Ricky, Let's Coaching is all about you and I working together to build your confidence so that you can better connect with the customers and make the sale.
Come on!
Just give us the information and shut the fuck up.
No, you see, Mike, they obviously expect to be hiring little goddamn attention deficit disordered children that can't hold on to a goddamn thought for more than 10 seconds without something bright and shiny going by them.
They're rapping! I'm certainly going to process this information.
Oh my god, I can relate to this.
I won't be paying attention to the absurdity of a bunch of people breakdancing while they're telling me things. I'm definitely going to process everything they're saying in rhyme.
This speaks to my Generation Y mentality. Quick, somebody feed me Adderall. It's been 10 goddamn seconds.
They're so current and edgy. This is going to be a great place to work. I've really stepped it up in my life. I feel good about myself.
I know it's a minimum wage job, but it doesn't feel like a minimum wage job.
It's fun!
It's exciting! Every day it's a wrap-off in the back.
We're gonna be battling while we're selling.
We're going to be the badass rap battlers of Burka chairs.
People aren't going to just come here for furniture. They're going to come here for the excitement. We're the show. We're like those fudge people downtown. We're going to do the fudge show. We're all going to sing, and we're going to sell chairs. There's going to be so much commission that we get just from being awesome. We're going to be the best Pier 1 there is.
Sweetie.
I feel like I'm part of something. I feel like I'm a part of a team.
Sweetie, what would you like to do this weekend?
I would like to go to Pier 1 Imports. Oh, fuck! Yeah!
Sweetie, what do you want to go out to dinner tonight?
No.
We need to spend all of our time shopping for furniture.
We're going to go to Pier 1 Imports. Live on the edge. Oh, fuck. I can't take this battle.
Somebody get me out of here before I bust caps.
Oh, shit. The furniture salesmen are popping off.
God damn.
Sometimes things just go in a different direction.
Yeah.
Than you expected?
Yeah.
Like, where did you see this going?
You know, I didn't know, but it wasn't in the expected direction.
Yeah?
Yeah. I liked it. It was good.
Where did you expect this to go? You put on some goddamn happy tune shit, and we're going to make fun of it and talk about rape, beating broads, and going on to rap battles? Of course.
Look what our one fan brought up.
Oh, Butterfly House.
You remember that time?
Yeah, I remember that time.
That you went to the Butterfly House?
Yeah.
We never did broadcast live from the Butterfly House.
No, we're probably not going to.
You don't think?
No.
I have a dream that one day, because of your, you know, brief experience at the Butterfly House, that maybe they'll remember you. And they'll say, hey, that's that guy that spent 45 minutes before we closed at the Butterfly House. Probably smoking. Did you smoke at the Butterfly House?
You can't smoke at the Butterfly House. It'll make the butterfly sick.
But do you always follow the rules, Napier?
Apparently.
Because you know at the Butterfly House,
no,
you don't
rules.
Follow the rules.
Just right.
Cutting some teeth.
Damn right. The best thing about that trip was, in the gift shop, they had these things called Billy Goat Chips. And they're fucking amazing.
Billy Goat Chips?
Yeah, they're made in St. Louis, and I think they're only in St. Louis, so if you're...
Are they full-sized goats?
No, they're bags of potato chips in these, like, brown paper bags, and they come in delicious and heavenly as their tasty products. And goddamn, they're yummy.
You know, that was convincing, Napier. I think that you should advertise products.
I don't think they'd let me say goddamn as much as I'd like.
But you could do it, like, you could do it with your smooth, you know, sexy voice. Oh, baby.
We do need a more Napier reading sexy stories time.
You think?
Yeah.
But I don't know if I have any other sexy stories.
There's sexy stories online.
Yeah?
Yeah, we could look up the deepest, darkest shit you've ever heard of.
Like, really, read it. Really crazy stuff?
Yeah.
If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
Big Red?
Big Red.
Oh, that's your advertisement for Big Red?
No, that was...
Do they even still make Big Red?
Like, yeah.
Can you get Big Red?
Yeah, you can still you can still do that, yeah.
I haven't seen Big Red. I guess I haven't really been looking for it either.
Yeah, we're Big League Chew.
No, I see Big League Chew sometimes.
Or Charleston Chew. I had my first Charleston Chew today.
I like Charleston Chews.
They're good.
Yeah. Do you think that they could bring some kind of mother-daughter action into advertisements in some meaningful way?
Like the feminine wipes commercials?
Because when I watch the pornos with the mother-daughter, and like the mother's giving the daughter... You know, it always seems like the mother's like teaching the daughter, but the daughter seems to pick it up pretty quick.
Like, yeah, she already knows. That's what it seems like.
I mean,
I
don't know if she's just humoring her mom and be like, you know, oh, I don't know how to suck this dick. Get, you know. but it seems like she picks it up pretty quick. And I just, do you think that, you know, maybe
I've
some
only...
sexy mother-daughter action to, you know, advertise...
The only time I've ever seen one of those videos, it was like a 45-year-old woman teaching a 35-year-old woman how to suck dick. And like, oh, that's my mom. No, it isn't. That's a broad 10 years older than you, and your mouth is so stretched out from dicks that I don't think there's anything that anybody can teach you about sucking dick.
Do you think it's a sad day, the day that they tell the porno ladies that they got to start doing MILF stuff?
Yeah, probably.
They'd be like...
No, they might make more money that way.
You know, I think your days of telling us that you just turned 18 are over. I think it's time to switch to MILF stuff.
I think there is only two. It's either just 18s or...
MILFs.
MILFs.
Yeah,
there's no transition.
I mean, the day that you stop being the
the slutty student who's sucking the dick for an A, and you start being the slutty teacher who's taking advantage of the boy on her desk. It's probably a sad day. Or do you think it's all just sucking and fucking? And
I think there's a transition that they go through, but, you know, I don't...
Well, I guess they would have to, you know, go from being innocent and kind of submissive to, like, you know, taking charge, you know, and wearing glasses with clear lenses.
That'd be an interesting kind of spiral to watch. Like, just watch her from her, make like, fresh days where she's, like, you know...
I think
you
can actually do that.
Make a documentary or something.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Would be a pretty good documentary.
Like, really just, like... And then, like, all the way to the part where she's taking double anal, double vaginal at the same time while being spit on by a bunch of Japanese men jerking off on her face. Like, and then it just started with her, like, making out with a chick. You know, like, at first all she did was... She was on hotchickskissing.com, you know?
You know... I've never really seen it, but don't you think it'd be interesting to make like a documentary that spans over like an obnoxiously long amount of time? Like just started today and like make it like somebody's like life, and then in 20 or 30 years release a movie spanning, you know, the highlights of someone, like, as they age over the 2 hours or whatever.
Like that Robin Williams movie where he was supposed to be a kid, but he was 40?
Yeah, but that was a movie. I'm talking about, like, a real thing.
Oh.
Like, or you know...
You should do it on yourself.
Or, like, make a bunch of... Like, start a project now featuring, you know, child actors, and then just put it away until they're old enough to play their older part. I mean, that would be interesting, don't you think?
Didn't Christina Ricci do that?
Sounds better.
Hmm?
The whole porn thing sounds better.
Yeah, porn was better.
If they were a porn star, like a child porn star, and then follow them all the way through adult and like old porn, that'd
I'm
be,
pretty
that'd be
sure
good.
That's illegal.
Yeah, you can't show child porn. I guess
no, you would just be documenting their experience. You know, you wouldn't show any child porn.
Oh. I still think that that's illegal.
But being in the same room of it is
being
illegal.
In the same room as someone who has been in a child porn is not illegal.
But yeah, like, but you're talking about like a minute later.
No, who said that?
Like, oh, the child porn's about to start. I'm out.
You know, you start be like, hey, I heard you're like a child porn star, and she'd be like, well, really, I was 17, I had a fake ID. And, you know, I did some movies, and it was a big deal. But, you know, now I'm 18, I'm doing these movies, and, you know, that's how it starts.
And now I'm 20, and I do these movies.
Right, and now I'm 20, 25, and now it's anal, you know, and it's like, you know, and now she's 30, and now she's having to take fists in her cunt, and, like, the eventual downfall, you know?
Yeah, you really hate to see ring scars on an anus.
What?
Delicious.
What?
What?
Like
what?
Rings, like from your fist?
Yeah.
Like if you had a bunch of like diamond rings?
Are you talking about like a tree?
No.
No.
I'm talking about rings, like
yeah,
wedding rings.
Yeah, fisting abroad while you're wearing
rings.
Oh, like,
no, rings. If you're going to fist abroad, you got to take the rings off. That's just common courtesy, I would imagine.
Not in all the movies. Sometimes you fist them with rings on.
Why would you do that, though?
To give them that little extra.
No, but that's not extra. That's the bad kind of extra.
Not to the people watching.
Maybe it's just the right kind of extra for someone like maybe Tom Potts.
What?
Well, we talked about Tom went to a dark place, you know.
With his porn?
With his porn. Maybe
I think Tom doesn't even know dark places.
You think
Tom's just scratching the surface.
Well, there is, you know, there is that multiple dark places where, like, when you were, like, 17,
well, I think
you're
it really
like,
depends.
You know, I think I came to a dark place.
I think it really depends on a person's threshold for darkness.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Tommy Potts is probably a fairly adjusted person to where,
for all his,
you know,
for all his big talk.
Yeah, my Tuesday porn watching might be like the craziest shit he's ever seen.
And that's
you
just
never,
that's his every Tuesday.
You just never really know. You never fucking know. And you know what? When I listened back to an episode, I felt like an insane racist fucking idiot because Tom was like, yeah, man, I've been watching some really crazy shit, some really dark stuff. And I go, you mean like black chicks? I was like, oh, yo, you racist prick.
It was probably a pun on the word dark, you know, that you were trying to be
no,
clever.
I don't think I was.
I was. Wink. Napes.
Yes.
You're making me sad. You look kind of bummed out.
I'm not bummed out. I'm gassy.
You're gassy?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Well, I ate all that pork. It was good. And now its soul has come to me as a demon. And it's trying to take my soul. And each one of these little gases that I pass, it's actually it leaving with my soul. It's trying to take it with him through my anus.
I carpooled out to hockey the other night with Chris Dick. Yeah, I carpooled out to hockey the other night with Chris Dick, and he was, oh, God. Oh, wait, we're having a domestic disturbance in the chat. Tell Napes I'm mad at him, coming from Napier's lady. What did you do?
Rabbit pounding is angry.
What did you do?
I fixed you pork.
You fixed me pork?
Yeah.
Are you not supposed to have pork?
No. Amanda likes my pork.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
So I'm going to take one of those pork steaks home, and I'm going to give it to her for food tomorrow. That way she doesn't want to beat me.
Oh! Is that supposed to be you fapping?
Oh! I don't know.
It sounds like a fat dude smacking his belly. Because if I beat my junk like that, my balls would be inside of me.
So, I carpooled out to hockey the other night with Chris Dick. I'm starting a story here.
We're not allowed to interrupt your stories.
Yeah.
Well, Mike lives to interrupt our stories.
Every goddamn time.
Let's show
time.
Him this respect.
Yeah.
He still has his teeth and his scrotum.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
For now.
I'm not joining either one of your faction. I'm not doing it.
Well, then you'll just be left to fend for yourself amongst the...
Napier, I just pulled this blister off my foot. How much to eat it?
I'm not giving you money. I just...
No, how much would you take to eat this?
I felt that in my toes. But no, I'm not eating that.
No?
No.
Okay. It was worth a shot. So anyway, I was driving out to hockey with Chris, and he was talking to me about how... Like, the employment world has changed since the last time I was looking for a job, and that nowadays a lot of companies will ask you for your Facebook login information to check up on you and make sure that, you know, you're a good fit for their company. And, you know, they'll look into finding your Twitter, and they'll find all of your internet presence to, you know, just kind of see what kind of person it is that they're hiring. And, like, there's a lot more investigation going on. And the reason that he was saying this is because there's a whole bunch of videos over the years that, you know, I've posted on YouTube and stuff that he's in. I mean, like, you know, I'm the derelict. He doesn't really do anything. But I guess he's there, and I guess his name is in the tag, and I guess his name is a lot more common than mine. So he was kind of worried that if he was looking for jobs, somebody would find these videos. And so he asked that I take him down. But then, you know, we were talking about, you know, all this stuff with, you know, employers looking for your internet presence stuff. I don't think they're ever going to find me. I think I'm pretty well hidden just because there's so many of me. But well, you guys are probably fucked.
Oh, no, actually, there's quite a few of me in this area.
Yeah?
There's
yeah.
only one me, baby.
There's
in the entire world, I'm the only one.
But, like, I guess this is a... I guess, you know, I'm not in a bad situation to where I'm desperate for a job. I mean, I have a job. But I don't... I think that if, like, I had to not be me... to be considered for something. I think being me and doing what I do is more important to me than, and I mean, I guess I'm saying that now because I'm not desperate, but I think that's more important than, do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but you're fucking wrong.
If I was at a job interview and they said, we're going to need, your Facebook login and all this other stuff.
Well, tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I would tell them to go fuck themselves.
Or
I would
say, I don't have a Facebook.
No, I wouldn't lie to them. I would say, yes, I have it. I don't check it very often. And no, you're not getting it.
Right.
And then I would look the dude dead in the eye and say, you're not getting shit.
So you'd sell out to the man? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I wouldn't. There's no way I'd give them my social media shit. But I'm saying, like,
you'd make them find it.
Yeah, I mean, and they're, you know, they'd have to do that on their own, and most places aren't going to go through that trouble. At least not the places I'm working at. And but like, really, you know, you gotta not be yourself at work. You can't just like go in and talk about, haha, it's funny to rape bitches.
Well, because I got snookered into going to a work, like, outside of work get-together. And, like, I've worked at the same place for 7 years, and I've never gone to any of them, because why the fuck would I?
Right.
I don't want to hang out with any of these people. But the last one, we got this real pushy broad that I work with that, you know, was calling around and telling everybody, look, you're going to be the only one not there. And everybody's going to be like, what is this fucking asshole? Why is he the only one not there? And so I showed up, and there was only like 6 people there. It was like, fuck you liar. But, you know, and so I went to this thing. But, you know, something came up where somebody made a joke about one of our coworkers that wasn't there, you know, about how she's a prostitute or something, I guess because of the way she dresses or something. And like, you know, I just kind of went into, you know, talking like I normally talk. And, you know, I'm talking to my coworkers and I'm like, well, you know, I don't even know how much a prostitute costs. So I wouldn't know what the going rate for, you know, stuff. It was something along those lines. And I ended up getting to a point where I was Googling the cost of prostitutes so that I could, I mean, I guess it would depend on what she looks like and stuff. But like, I came to realize the next day when people that weren't at the work function were calling me and saying, you know, hey, why were you Googling prostitutes? That I don't think this is the way that, like, normal people talk in their daily lives. But
no, this is exactly how I talk in my normal daily life.
Yes, except yeah. When I'm at work.
So you turn it off?
Yeah.
See, like, when I work with somebody I haven't worked with, we generally get going pretty quick. And, like, you know, I just, you know, we have, in like, the last chick that I worked with, we had, like, a 2-hour conversation about cannibalism and, like, how she felt about, you know, like, my theory about when I die, I want you guys to barbecue me and stuff. And I
you're not going to taste good.
You don't think I will?
We could marinate shit out of it.
You're far.
Don't you think you could marinate me in like a really good
and then slow cook them for like 6 hours at like 150 degrees, just fall off the
bone. Well, I mean, I'm not going to try me, so I could give a fuck. But you,
Mike's not a lobster. He doesn't get better as he gets older. I mean,
so you think if I was going to die and you were going to barbecue, you, I should have done it already?
Yeah, I'm thinking at least maybe I'm going to go 10 years ago. You're well past what would be edible.
But, like, isn't all the fatty stuff, like, good?
Well, you're full of stringy muscle now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's full of stringy muscle for sure.
Yeah. And none of it's going to be good.
You don't think any of it will be good? You don't think my brains would be good? Or
I think your tenderloin will be good.
Yeah, maybe. I'd say that'd be a maybe. I'm still saying too old.
I think you'll taste like filet of fish.
Yeah. Or sadness.
Yeah.
Just the taste of sadness.
Filet of fish and sadness.
Oh, and failed dreams. Don't forget.
And I don't know if I've brought this up on the podcast before, but I was also talking to her about how, you know, like when you lay on a big-breasted woman,
yeah,
the titties are very comfortable.
Yep.
And I was thinking, when all of these big-breasted women die, they're not going to be using their titty meat anymore. And we ought to make, like pillows, like, put it in a thick plastic so, you know, it doesn't leak out. But use all that titty meat to make some titty pillows.
You can just buy those from Japan. They're not titty pillows, but they're pillows shaped like titties.
No, I want it to be made of actual titty meat, because titty meat is comfortable. It has a unique feel.
Not after a long-ass time of them not being alive.
The liveliness.
The liveliness of the titties.
Fluffs up the titties?
Yeah, it comes from the liveliness of the lady that they're attached to.
But doesn't that meat stay...
No.
Meaty?
Feeling
no.
good?
No.
It doesn't even stay feeling good before they die. You ever felt like a 90-year-old broad's titties?
I've not. Have you?
Yeah, all the time. They're not attractive.
When would you have felt a 90-year-old broad's titties?
Just like, you know, when I see them out, say like a quick trip or something.
Just grab it on titties.
Yeah.
Just grab it on old broad titty meat.
It gives them a thrill.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, you know how
Do
much...
you look them in the eye?
Look, It's like carding a 90-year-old woman like, oh, sweetie, you don't look 21. Yeah, you're giving them a compliment.
Right. You know, it's like, you know how much they love just like if you listen to a story? Like if you like grab a titty and like tweak the nip a bit and just like...
But it's way down.
Yeah, I know. You gotta find it. Takes a second.
And you got to slap them on the ass so it reminds them of their jobs
Sorry,
that they had
Paul,
back in the 40s.
I'm new to this.
And then you just whisper.
you got kind of cross with me there. You're like, yeah, you got to find it.
Well, I mean, you just sound like you're expecting
Idiot.
This to be easy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Then
I have a pretty general idea of where, like, you know, normal young people's nipples would be. But I wouldn't even know where to start with a 90-year-old broad.
Well, that's part of the fun. You're just kind of groping around.
You start at the stomach and you start feeling
it's like
warm
a
or cold.
Really sexy Where's Waldo.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you whisper something into their ear about, you know, how if their hips could handle it, you know, you'd give them one.
And then you give them a good pinch on the nip and it feels like, you know, pinching an old piece of used gum. Just 30 years of befuckled nipple torture.
Befuckled?
Befuckled.
I've never heard the word befuckled before.
You've never heard of fucklings?
No.
They're little, like little kids. They're called fucklings because, you know, the parents fucked. They popped out the fucklings. You never heard of that?
I have not.
What about crotch fruit? Crotch fruit. You plant.
Napier's given us a treat this week, Paul. We get two new words.
Crotch fruit. And
befucklings.
And befucklings.
Well, isn't this a treat? Oh, go on with crotch fruit. Let's hear it.
Well, the crotch fruit happens, you know, the dude puts his seed into the lady's tree, and then the crotch fruit falls
out. And
then you
count the rings.
Yeah, you count the rings in her vagina. Like an empty nut sack or a truck tire that's been blown out.
I guess counting the rings of a woman's vagina and finding her nipples on her lower side. We did a lot of old lady fucking in this episode.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know what this episode is missing?
What?
Carly Rae Jepsen. I don't think we have enough conversation about the pop star.
Who?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Who?
She,
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you know Carly Rae Jepsen.
I just met you, and this is crazy.
What?
So here's my number.
No.
Call me maybe.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that.
It spawned
you
countless
heard
parody
that
videos
song,
and
you
lip dubs.
Fucking liar.
No, I'm serious. I have no idea what the shit you people are talking
Did
about.
Did you know that
You've
she is...
You've never heard? She's an older gal.
She's known for dressing like a tween. I read this on her Wikipedia.
Well, posting a link to Wikipedia is going to make me know who the shit she is.
No, you'll hear the song and you'll know it. It's catchy.
You seriously? Are you being serious?
I'm not joking. I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
Shtick about how you haven't heard stuff.
No, I have not heard this person. I don't know who the shit you people are talking about.
Did you know that she apparently had naked photos released?
I heard that.
I looked at the photos, and okay. I didn't think they were very real. I thought they were like, that it was not her. Napier's lady, can you Google Carly Rae Jepsen's titties?
Am I supposed to karaoke this?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
I threw a wish in the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. What the fuck? You God, this is why we don't impromptu do this shit. God damn it, you fucked it up. What the shit is this song? Hey, I just met you. This
is crazy. Here's my number. Baby, you're doing great. Maybe it's
hard to look right. I can't sing this shit.
You've become quite the diva. Oh my god.
This is crazy. Sing this shit. Give me some Skitters.
What the shit is this? My little sister, when she was 13, wouldn't have written this in her goddamn diary.
This is a big hit, Napier.
This is a big hit.
We need to be more current.
Right, this is us being like reaching out to the youth.
Yeah, we're getting the youth.
Are you shitting me?
All right, do this verse.
Nickelback has deeper fucking lyrics.
All right, do this verse. This is going to be good. Come on, Napier.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number. So call me maybe. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. God damn, this is stupid. This is fucking retarded. This dumb broad and her goddamn shtick is fucking stupid.
So you didn't enjoy that?
No, that's stupid.
I feel you didn't give it a chance. Maybe we should start it over. Maybe you'll do better this time. All right,
you're
ready?
Shitting me.
Oh, Napes, you're no fun anymore.
That was, no, you give me a proper song.
You're getting grumpy in your old age.
You give me a goddamn song with some heart, some feeling. Not something written by some 13-year-old broad who hasn't even gotten her goddamn panties wet yet. She's talking about, oh, well, you can call me maybe. No, I would smack that bitch in the face and then spit on her. That way, eventually, she'd come to my house and take off her panties. See you in hell, faggots. Nailed it.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFewBar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFewBar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I am sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.